Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from HGTV Magazine at hgtv.com and Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with the first article. How to Organize a Closet: Tips for Clearing Clutter and Maximizing Closet Space. In 6 easy steps, learn how to organize your closet and how to maximize closet space like a pro. By Heath Goldman, Katie Friedman, and Erica Reitman. Has your closet become, despite your best intentions, a cluttered mess that swallows your favorite shirts, shoes, and sweaters? If so, you're certainly not alone in struggling with closet chaos. Here are some small space organization ideas for closets that will help you find extra prep time on busy weekend mornings, preserve the integrity of your clothing, and allow you to easily see everything. Step 1. Remove everything from your closet. Carefully remove all the clothing, shoes, and other items from your closet. Lay them down on a clean surface like your bed or a painter's sheet on the floor. Step 2. Sort your clothing. Organizer Monica Ricci recommends sorting items one at a time into piles based on the following criteria. Love it. You wear it faithfully and like how it looks on you. Set aside the clothes in this pile and keep them. Like it. You wear it fairly often. It's also a key player in a few outfits. Set aside the clothes in this pile and keep them. Hate it. You never wear it because it doesn't fit, or you bought it because it was a bargain. Package everything in the hate it pile for charity or resale. Undecided. This is the pile for things you want to get rid of but are holding on to because they were gifts or were expensive purchases. Sort the undecided pile piece by piece and separate the items based on love it. Like it or hate it. Decide what each piece currently means to you, not what it meant to you years ago. Be ruthless. Beware of the piece of clothing that cost a ton of money when it was new. The fact that it's in the undecided pile means you haven't had it on recently, or you're iffy on when you're going to wear it next. Step 3. Pare down your clothes. Throwaway. Throw away any clothes that are soiled or torn beyond repair. Donate or sell. Call your local consignment store for guidelines on resell and how the profit will be split. 50-50 is ideal. Also, ask what happens to your clothes if they don't sell. Most consignment stores will donate anything that doesn't sell within a certain period of time to a shelter or nonprofit organization. Higher ticket items can be sold on sites like Poshmark or The RealReal, and you can post clothes you want to give away and get rid of quickly on a local buy nothing group. Step 4. Choose the best closet organizer. After you purge your closet and before you hang everything back in your closet, evaluate the interior and determine your storage options. According to organizer Candida Clayton, one of the most common blunders, besides stuffing your closet with items you don't wear, is the lack of hanging bars and shelves and inadequate storage for specific items like accessories and shoes. Candida's first rule for a functional closet is creating flexible hanging space with adjustable poles and shelves that can accommodate a variety of pieces. Inventory your clothing. Short hanging pieces, like blouses, long hanging pieces, like dresses, shoes, handbags, folded clothing, like sweaters, accessories, like belts. Find a storage system for your needs. With these numbers, figure out what will suit your clothing storage best. If the majority of your items are on hangers, then be sure to incorporate rods at different levels for short, medium, and long-hanging items. Install shelves or small cubbies for shoes and handbags. And incorporate hooks for belts, scarves, and jewelry. There are a number of great prefab options available to help customize your closet. Step 5. Create a personal lookbook. This step is optional, but it's a step that many personal stylists take for clients. While all of your clothes are pulled out of the closet, they'll be broken out of the normal ways you view them and assemble outfits. Lay out different outfits on the floor, including clothing, shoes, outer layers, and accessories, and take a photo of each outfit. Feel free to combine the same item in different outfits, then print out the pages and put them together in a booklet for you to reference when time is tight. It'll make you feel like you have more things to wear. Step 6. Arrange your clothes in the closet. Consider arranging your clothes within your closet based on the following groupings. Color. Event, casual, work, formal. Type, shirts, pants, shorts. Complete outfits with jewelry and shoes too. How to maximize closet space. Choose thin hangers. Instead of basic white plastic hangers that take up space, go for thin, streamlined, non-slip hangers in great hues to inject color into your closet. Deck out the back of your doors. Add hooks to keep your scarves, backpacks, and jackets in place. Or you could hang an over-the-door organizer for shoes and jewelry. Even if you have an unusual item to store, think about how you could use that extra vertical space to grab even more real estate. Hang your storage containers. If you have a limited budget or live in a rental that doesn't allow you to make any structural changes, try using storage containers that can be hung from an existing clothing rod. There are many products available that will keep your jewelry, clothes, shoes, and sporting equipment organized and off the floor. Install storage from floor to ceiling. If the ceiling is too tall for you to reach, high up storage space is great for infrequently used seasonal items. Stash a folding step stool in the back of your closet or install a more permanent, tasteful ladder. Opt for adjustable dividers. Opt for storage solutions with shelves and poles that can be moved up and down to accommodate a closet that changes over time. Buy additional bins and containers. Buy storage baskets to sort items on a top closet shelf. Put accessories into trays. If you have a large sunglasses collection, invest in a specialized storage container. Think about the way retail stores lay out their accessories and borrow some tips for your own closet. Remove your closet doors. One way to immediately get a bit of extra space is to remove the doors on your reach-in closet. Once the doors are off, you can choose to leave the closet open or install simple yet stylish curtains. Removing the doors will also allow you to store bulkier items or bring in storage furniture that might not typically fit inside closet doors, like a dresser or shoe rack. Add a dresser. Here's another easy upgrade for your closet. Bring in a dresser. Because compact dressers from places like IKEA fit inside most closets, you can enjoy more storage without having to make any other physical changes to the space. This is a great option too if you have a dresser that you don't love the look of, but still want to use. Decorate with dual-purpose pieces. Now that you've customized the inside of your closet, think through the rest of your space to ensure that you're using all available real estate. For example, if you have any items or collections that you don't mind putting on display, use art and decor to move those things out of your closet and onto the walls. Faux animal heads would make a fun addition to a kid's room and could be used to hold backpacks and raincoats. How to organize other types of closets. Organize the linen closet. Are your sheets and towels a jumbled mess? Professional organizer Pam Hicks has 10 tips to help you get your linen closet stocked, straightened, and organized. Towels. Decorate the bathroom with towels. If linen storage space is limited, decorate the bathroom with towels. Hand towels and face cloths can be rolled and stored in wicker baskets or layered on a shelf in the bathroom. Store towels edge folded side out. Stacking towels with folded sides out, like they are displayed in stores, will make it easy to remove the towels one at a time. When towel edges face out, it's tough to grab just one. Sheets. Slip sheet sets inside their coordinating pillowcases. It keeps the closet neater and saves time when making beds because there's no need to go through a mess of odd sheets. Put a lavender sachet in with the linens to keep them smelling fresh while stored. Store sheets in their bedrooms. Keep two sets of sheets for each bed, one for the bed, another for backup. Store bed linens in the bedroom where they are used. They can be stored on a shelf or even tucked between the mattress and box spring. Store seldom used linens folded wrong side out. This prevents dust from showing on the crease line. Little used linen should also be stored away from the linen area that is used daily. It does not make sense to use a valuable storage area for something that is not used often. Rotate linens. When putting away fresh linens, be sure to rotate them so that one set does not get more worn than another. Put the newly washed towels and sheets on the bottom, and always work from the top. Store seasonal sheets in the attic. Linens with a holiday or seasonal theme, such as flannel sheets, should not be stored in a linen area during the off season. They can easily be boxed up and stored in the basement, attic, or even under the bed. Other items. Hang tablecloths. Try hanging tablecloths on towel racks mounted on the back of the linen closet door to save space. Corral toilet paper and extra toiletries. Keep toilet paper on the floor under the lowest shelf. Keep extra soaps, shampoos, toothpaste, and other items in a basket on the floor next to the paper. They can be placed in bins and categorized according to use, then labeled. Keep any items that are hazardous to children out of these low areas. Organize the art supplies closet. Whether it's your scrapbooking supplies or the kids' paper and markers, art supplies tend to clutter up a closet faster than you can complete a project. Whether you have a walk-in closet with room for seating or a closet with just a few shelves, you can still create order out of art supply chaos. Professional organizer Charlotte Steele shares her top 5 storage solutions. Rolling carts. These can be tucked under a shelf or work surface for easy accessibility and are ideal for storing items you don't use every day. Magnetic spice racks. These small round containers come with clear lids so it's easy to see what's inside. Magnetic baskets. Small paint bottles, paintbrushes, crayons, markers, and colored pencils are easily identifiable and moved about if you have an easel or separate area for drawing and painting. Small compartment boxes. The compartments are great for keeping up with buttons, beads, shells, and rubber stamps. Expanding files. The individual files allow you to easily sort scrapbooking and decoupage supplies into categories, either by person, holiday, or event. That concludes the article from HGTV Magazine, How to Organize a Closet, Tips for Clearing Clutter and Maximizing Closet Space. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Now let's move on to Real Simple Magazine. How to declutter every room in your home fast. Follow our room-by-room decluttering tips, from the entryway and kitchen to the linen closet and bedrooms. By Petra Guglielmetti. Updated on January 29, 2025. If learning how to declutter were easy, every home would be clutter-free, and they would all stay that way. Alas, decluttering tips only truly work when paired with a little elbow grease and some commitment. Decluttering is hard work, but figuring out how to declutter your home can lead to a more soothing, less stressful space. It could mean fewer possessions, which means there's less to clean. When it's time to pack up and move, hopefully with the help of some solid moving tips, there's less to pack. Decluttering does more than remove physical clutter. It can actually make your home calmer, and there are ways to make it easier. Some organizing pros recommend waging a whole house war on clutter to knock out the excess stuff in one fell swoop, so no room remains untouched. This approach may take a whole weekend or even longer, but it might also be more successful, and it'll mean the chore is finished quickly, not left to drag on for months and months. Decluttering the whole house can also be broken down room by room, so it feels doable. A few new organizers or clutter management tools, think bins, crates, shelving systems, and the like, are suggested but not mandatory. To use this room-by-room guide to its fullest potential, gather a trusty team, the whole family, ideally. After all, they helped create the mess, right? Give every family member a room to declutter, or work as a team to declutter one room at a time. This way, everyone will have buy-in on the success of the decluttering project and will hopefully do what they can to keep spaces clutter-free for years to come. Meet the expert. Jackie Denny, co-founder of the online auction site Everything But the House, EBTH. Molly Graves, co-founder of The Neat Method. Deborah Johnson, Mary Maid's home cleaning expert. Ellen Madeir, professional organizer in Old Lyme, Connecticut. Jordan Marks, co-founder and owner of It's Organized. 1. Entryway. Use a boot tray to create boundaries for footwear. Whatever doesn't fit should go in a bedroom or closet. Designate a hook, bin, or basket for each member of the household. If their area gets full, they're responsible for returning items to their own closets or a coat closet. Off-season items should be cleaned and stored out of the way. Use a covered rolling rack in an attic or basement if you don't have a spare closet. Establish drop spots right at the door, a change jar, a sunglasses tray, key hooks, and an umbrella holder. Pro tip: employ a large basket to corral in and out items like store returns and sports equipment. 2. Kitchen. Think of central cabinets and drawers as prime real estate. Only your most used items should live in the quick reach areas. The rest live higher up or farther back. Use divided inserts like utensil organizers to separate categories within drawers. Apply museum gel to the base to hold them in place like built-ins. In your junk drawer, make use of multi-tiered inserts to compartmentalize the space and keep it from becoming a black hole. Bring order to the refrigerator by employing acrylic bins to corral awkwardly shaped packages on the shelves. Everyday use appliances can live on the counter. Others should be stashed in a cabinet, pantry, or nearby closet. The same goes for cookware. Consider allotting one drawer to dish towels. This will keep them from winding up on your counter or hanging off of every appliance handle. Go through your food storage containers and match every container with a lid. Recycle the leftovers. Pro tips: keep cooking essentials handy on a tray near the stove. Whatever doesn't fit belongs in the pantry. Create a non-fridge spot for displaying art, homework, and schedules, like a magnetic board. 3. Bathroom and linen closet. Discard toiletries you haven't used in a year. Unopened ones can be donated to homeless and women's shelters. And don't hoard hotel minis if you never pack them when you travel. Stash towels at eye level, since you'll be reaching for them frequently. Hand towels and washcloths can be rolled and stowed in baskets to prevent toppling stacks. Store sheets together based on size in labeled bins. All queen items go into one and twin stuff goes in another. Illuminate the contents by installing stick-on motion-activated lights. Do a makeup and medication audit. Yes, both of these have expiration dates. Go through your cabinet and toss anything that's past its prime. Pro tip, package sheet sets within one of the matching pillowcases to keep everything together in a neat stack. 4. Kids' room. Set rules like at school. Once you're done playing with something, return it to its rightful home. Use clear bins so kids can see what goes inside. Keep them small. Bigger bins become dumping grounds. Storage furniture, like a large cubby, can help corral those bins. Place a hamper in their closet where they can toss clothes they've outgrown. When it fills up, make a trip to the donation center. Time for another audit. Toss or donate any clothing that no longer fits and any toys they no longer play with. Employ vertical folding or file folding. This makes it easier to see everything so kids can grab what they want at a glance. Corral board game stuff or puzzle pieces in individual zipper bags to keep everything in the same place, somewhere they won't fall out. Pro tip, make storing collections part of the room's decor. Use a magnetic knife holder to hold toy cars. 5. Bedroom. Hang all clothes facing the same direction and arrange like items together so you can easily see what you have and need. Use an acrylic letter file to stash clutch purses upright on a closet shelf. If you're consigning pieces online and they haven't sold in 3 months, donate them. Keep them separate from your closet in the meantime. Prevent discarded clothes from piling up on the bedroom chair. Place a basket next to it, where those items should land, out of sight, until they can be sorted. Stash any out-of-season clothing out of sight, either in a way high up cabinet or under your bed. Take a look at your nightstand drawers and make sure all of the items in them belong there. Add a cute trinket tray to hold rings and watches. Pro tip, style flat surfaces like dresser tops and bedside tables with a few objects you enjoy to discourage them from becoming landing strips for clutter. 6. Living room. Toss old tech, like that stack of VHS tapes or the mountain of CDs you never play. Buy a tech tray and set all your remotes, TV, lights, anything on it each evening. This will save you loads of time and look a lot neater. Hide unsightly cords and wires by tucking them behind furniture or disguising them with a wall cable channel. Scan your surfaces. Does your coffee table actually have open space for you to play games or stash a drink on? If not, it's time to put some of those knickknacks and toys back where they belong. Pro tip, storage furniture is your friend. A coffee table or ottoman with hidden storage can help stash things for last-minute guests. 7. Garage. Hang tools on a pegboard or pinboard so that you can easily see and grab whatever you need. This will also tell you if you have duplicates that you can donate. Group items by category. Sports stuff goes in one section, while gardening goes in another. Give any appliances a checkup. A lot of us will shove things in our garage if they don't work, but we don't want to throw them out either. If you have a toaster that hasn't worked in 2 years, you can likely toss it. Hose everything down. A lot of your garage stuff may just look dirty and cluttered. Pro tip, storing stuff in cardboard boxes can attract mildew and pests. Invest in waterproof bins to hold everything. That concludes how to declutter every room in your home fast. How to remove soap scum from shower doors from HGTV Magazine. Learn the best soap scum removers and how to get your glass shower door looking as good as new by Emily Fazio. Glass shower doors have plenty of pros and cons, and managing soap scum can deter homeowners from wanting them. My glass shower is the original in my 1951 home, so it is coffin-like compared to modern all-glass shower doors, swoon, and I'm not too crazy about the etched swan. All that aside, I've managed to keep soap scum at bay. You noticed how I said keep soap scum at bay and not keep soap scum away, right? Soap residue is a natural part of life. What causes soap scum? The scum we've all grown to know and hate is caused by the paraffin wax in soap reacting to hard water. Our experiences with soap scum may vary depending on water quality and bathing preferences, but to some degree, it's something you battle on glass shower doors, tile, vinyl shower curtains, and in the bathtub. It's most visible on glass. How to clean soap scum with vinegar. 1. In a spray bottle, mix 1 part white vinegar with 1 part grease-fighting dish soap. 2. Spray glass door and close to allow the solution to set and drip back into the shower. 3. Use a cloth to scrub the surface by hand after about 20 to 30 minutes and completely dry it. How to clean soap scum with ammonia. 1. Wear rubber gloves and ventilate the bathroom. 2. In a spray bottle, mix 1 part ammonia with 3 parts water and mist the soap scum surface. 3. While still wet, use a coarse scrub brush to agitate and loosen the soap scum. 4. Rinse the surface clean, allowing all the ammonia solution to go down the drain. 5. Dry it completely. Note: avoid cleaning the bathroom with vinegar or ammonia at the same time as a chlorine-based bleach. The fumes from ammonia or vinegar and bleach create a toxic environment. How to clean soap scum with borax or baking soda. 1. You can mix both borax and baking soda with water to form a paste. Both are naturally abrasive, making them great cleaners. 2. Use a damp sponge to apply the paste over the surface of the glass to loosen the soap scum, then rinse. 3. Dry the surface completely. How to keep your shower free of soap scum. Keep the spray bottle in the stall of the shower and give the glass a quick scrub after every use. Use the already running water to rinse the glass and completely dry it. Opt for a liquid soap or body wash rather than a bar of soap. Liquid soap is more diluted, making it easier to rinse, and its reaction with hard water is different than solid soap. Avoid oily products such as special conditioners. If you must use them, be more diligent about cleaning the shower. Make it a habit to dry the shower after each use. A squeegee makes drying much easier. It's also helpful to keep an old towel handy to wipe over the shower walls to prevent buildup. Leave the door open to encourage airflow. Look into ways you can soften your hard water. That concludes how to remove soap scum from shower doors. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.